because of the understanding that it's not theoretical knowledge or understanding, but it's the direct understanding of reality or of seeing right now, which is not easy at all. Even there is seeing, and by studying one knows that it's no one. But at this moment of seeing, without more and more considering, more and more vitakka about it, until vitakka doesn't move away from seeing, it touches that characteristic which sees instantly, no time to think whether this comes first and the other follows. Understanding is there of the object which appears instantly. Or if we use the word satipatthana, satipatthana, but no understanding about the moment when it is the direct understanding of whatever appears now, it doesn't have any meaning at all. Just use that term without understanding. When is satipatthana and when is not? Like hardness now. It appears. Is there any understanding of it? Just that. No other thing at all. And it's not always like that in a day. Only when there are right conditions for understanding it at moment when it appears, by conditions, by having more and more understanding of non-self. Each reality is different. It appears and then disappears instantly. If there is no understanding of anyone now, it's gone with no understanding, no satipatthana. Is there hardness somewhere?
Sitting.
At the finger or at the table?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to erase that.
One can see this a very, very slight moment of experiencing it as a characteristic, which is nothing but that characteristic. So one can see how natural it is, little by little. Maybe just one time today and 6 years more. Another time, we don't know, or more than that, see? Or sooner than that, no expectation. Otherwise, I can control, I can have it, I can try. Always I is there.
So your point is that even though we know from what we read that harness arises at this point on body sense, but as soon as there's an idea of harness and body sense, it's not understanding the characteristic of harness at that moment.
It's like seeing right now. As long as there is the idea of the I bears or something,
yes,
it's mine.
That's why where is seeing is a trick question.
I fell for it.
So one can see that before the idea of self can be completely eradicated, it has to be very keen and very great panya to detach from the clinging to that. Like now, is that your body? See? See? Everyone think that I still have body. Right or wrong, when it does not appear at all.
It's assumed.
it's assumed to be there.
Yeah. Your heart, your blood, your everything.
Even
but
we don't think about it, it's taken to be there.
Yes.
It's like implicit in everything.
So as you said before, when one reads about body sense and heart and blood and all these things, like in the Visuddhimagga, then one needs to know whose understanding is it that can really understand these realities, because at a moment of understanding, hardness, no heart, no blood, or no one at all.
And then when Panya grows, there can be the understanding of how short it is. Mm-hmm. As soon as there is awareness and right understanding, it's gone. Until it's the direct understanding of the arising and falling away. To be more certain that it cannot be self, it cannot belong to anyone at all. It's just a moment of a reality, a conditioned reality.
Banya, so easy to think of it as fine. My Banya.
Mm-hmm. Still me.
Pardon?
It's still me.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not that developed, Banya.
That's right. That's right.
Well, does it mean that there is nothing to be done?
Right, correct.
Absolutely.
He's got it.
Absolute truth.
Is that a problem?
I've got a lot of spare time now.
But there is thinking, there is seeing, there is hearing, there is everything by conditions.
And there's hearing the right Dhamma, opportunity to consider and discuss. Conditions have brought you here.
Oh, again, I have to do something.
Well, is it I who has to do something, or are there conditions for... There are conditions for hearing the Dhamma. The illusion is that I have done something to make me hear this. Dhamma. Because of ignorance. And because of the sense of self. The sense of self. I mean, the self, there is no self, regardless of whether you think there's a self. In absolute reality, there isn't one.
And you are here. But how much of what here is meaningful for you is another matter altogether. And whether you happen to be paying attention when it's spoken. There's so many factors.
Who has the idea that I must do something when there's the idea I must do something?
Well, it's,
who or what thinks like that?
It's there all the time, right? Now, as a conventional I... It's what people, or me, or whoever, just thinks about the future all the time. I have to do this, I have to do that. I have to go for Dhamma discussion in 1 hour. So I have to prepare myself, dress my trousers and stuff like this.
With understanding that in reality, like we said to Adam about going to the doctor, with understanding that in truth there are only different dharmas, no self actually to do anything, or with no understanding that really there is someone, me, who gets dressed, who goes shopping, who does all these things. So in other words, life goes on just like it usually goes on. One still gets dressed, one still goes to the doctor, one still does one's work, one still looks after one's family.
one still does one's responsibilities. The only difference is with understanding, that in truth there are only different realities, no self who does anything and no self who can do anything to develop understanding.
If there are conditions for understanding to arise.
It arises. And hearing, considering like this is a condition for understanding to develop. Coming closer and closer to understanding what life really is at this moment. That actually there are just moments of seeing, moments of hearing, moments of thinking, anger, attachment, ignorance, understanding, but just different conditioned dharmas. Actually no self who can do anything, no matter what one says conventionally. That's why we have to distinguish between the conventional truth and the ultimate truth. The conventional truth stays the same. You have to get dressed and you go out and this is a glass of water and so on. This all remains the same. But as well as living in the world of conventional truth, there is more understanding of what the absolute truths are.
Now the question is how those two influence each other.
So, like now, it's before one had the idea this is just a cup of water, but by beginning to understand that actually what is touched is only hardness, it's still a concept, but one actually gets closer and closer to the truth of what is experienced at this moment. So one still tells the doctor, I drank a cup of water, but actually one begins to appreciate, in fact, there are just different dharmas, moments of touching, moments of thinking about touching. But one still talks about cups of water. No confusion at all. The Buddha still taught about different people. He still knew the difference between Ananda and Sariputta and the difference between a cup and a glass of water. But no doubt, no ignorance about the actual realities at that moment. So when I asked Adam about how it helps in daily life, one still goes to the hospital, one still does one's work, one still gets dressed, one still, everything carries on as usual, but just less ignorance, more understanding while living one's normal life. And no idea that in order to develop awareness or understanding, one needs to go to another place or wait for another time or visit a retreat or sit on a cushion, because however one's life goes, there's always the present moment, the present reality that can be known.
With no expectation for result,
no expectation, because then it's more attachment.
But there will be a difference once your understanding is developed.
Slowly.
No.
And then it depends, because just like now, some people have easy lives and some people have difficult lives. Even when understanding develops, it's like that. So it's not like suddenly there's a change in character or something. So
yeah, I suppose. I suppose it's better not to talk too much on this, because then there will be more and more expectations.
Yes.
Well, the only difference, though, is the understanding. A cup of water is still a glass of water.
That wasn't entirely clear. The only difference is the amount of understanding.
What you said, but there will be a difference when understanding is developed. Well, I'm not sure. You may have been asking between the conventional world and the world of Paramattha-dhammas.
No,
between the way the conventional world is perceived. Because it's less ignorance of Dhamma, not less ignorance of the conventional world. A glass of water is not something that can be directly understood. It's not something that we are told needs to be understood.
No, I mean, the result is, for example, less dukkha, that sort of result. So, having developed panya, again, I don't want to sound like I am expecting this, but it's hard not to follow this.
It's just more understanding of dukkha. I wouldn't say less dukkha, because dukkha is a characteristic of the conditioned nature of reality. So if anything, it's more dukkha in the sense that dukkha is better understood. That is, dukkha as a characteristic of conditioned dhammas.
Well, then I put it other way. Suppose the same person, either develops panya or doesn't develop panya, will it influence his daily actions, the way he dresses, what he eats, and whether he gets angry or not, or whether he gets sick or not? This was the difference,
yeah.
I meant.
Yeah.
Like, does the fact that one developed panya has an effect on?
I think I can answer. If you have panya, can you have anger?
Yes.
No.
No.
Not at the same moment.
Not at the same moment.
The moment panya arises. That's a good question.
Yeah, but if you have panya, can
there
you
will not be. Not be anger. But there could be anger in succeeding moments or previous moments.
In what aspect that you think that you change?
Very conventional aspects, like, as I said, getting less angry or dressing another way or maybe sleeping shorter, longer. I don't know. That was
By conditions. So
is panya then a condition?
By conditions, and panya understands, that's all. Everything is exactly the same as it's conditioned in daily life, but panya understands. And when it's not panya, it cannot understand.
But is panya a condition for other dhammas then?
Ajahn hasn't said there would be a change, per se. I mean, let's face it, most people have the idea that if they develop panya, they'll become a better person in the sense of being calmer, more equanimous, have more generosity,
less detached, less attached,
less attached to things, sleep less, dress less, take less good care about their appearance, and that sort of thing.
Yes, but this is, let's say, this is very naive and short-sighted.
But is it correct?
But is it? So I don't mean on that level. So I don't mean like I expect after.
Excuse me, the one who understands reality. Does that person sit differently from before?